see if I've got everything set up correctly here this morning. There's an interesting event coming to our area to raise funds for the 8th grade class at Lee H. Kellogg School, and that is a recording session with the folks from, of course, Nutmeg Junction. And we have the, I do believe, the creator of this whole series, J. Timothy Quirk, with us this morning. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. It's such a great pleasure to be here on Robin Hood Radio this morning.
So now, for people that are listening, talk a little bit about the history of Nutmeg Junction.
I'd be happy to. Nutmeg Junction is a throwback to the golden age of radio, when programs had audio theater, often comedy shows. Certainly there were thrillers, there was even horror and sci-fi, but in any event, there were individuals that acted out their, you know, stories on the microphone, and then it was aired on the radio. And we do that currently. We have created a show which it pays homage to those golden age classic programs. And we have been doing it for a year, and Nutmeg Junction first aired on Robin Hood Radio on March 31st, 2018. So that's why we decided to have some celebration, if you will, of that, and use it as a benefit for someone else, because we, you know, we create it as a labor of love, as a love of the art form of audio theater. So we decided to have a live show that will benefit the Lee H. Kellogg 8th grade in Falls Village. So we're going to have the show on April 27th at 7:30 p.m. in Falls Village.
And that is, of course, this Saturday night, the 27th.
Absolutely, yes.
And now admission is $10 at the door, and all those proceeds go to benefit the 8th grade.
Yes, and you could call it admission, but how we look at it is it is a suggested donated amount of $10. But if you don't have the $10, come anyway, especially if you want to enjoy and experience the idea of watching us perform our stories live. Because what we're going to do is we're going to create three individual episodes of Nutmeg Junction, and we're going to share eight specific stories with our, you know, with our cast of characters, if you will. And if you enjoy that type of entertainment, you'll certainly love this night of fun. So the $10 is a suggested donation, but 100% of everything at the door will be donated to the Lee H. Kellogg School.
And we're speaking right now, once again, about Nutmeg Junction and their benefit for the Lee H. Kellogg School, which is Saturday night in Falls Village, $10 at the door. And, of course, this is being held right there at the Center on Main, which is located on Main Street in Falls Village at 7:30. So now, what I'll warn people about, and what's great about this, is you'll see how radio theater is done, and then when you listen to the shows on the radio, you'll see how it all comes together. I think it's I went to see Wait Don't Tell Me when they did the live television show of it.
Oh yes, yes.
And it was a 2-hour presentation, the way they did the show. And of course, after the show was recorded live in front of the audience, they edited it to make it one hour long. And I think that's something that the people that go to this on Saturday night are going to be able to actually see firsthand.
That's right. And, you know, when you hear a program, you're experiencing what they call the theater of the mind, because, you know, the voices that you hear, you can then kind of imagine, well, what does that character sound like? When you're listening to the voice of, say, The Grey Whisperer, for instance. The Grey Whisperer is one of our characters. It'll be the first story that we air. The Grey Whisperer is a throwback to the pulp novel heroes of old, but we do it in a comic way. So our character is a master of disguise, a fighter of crime, and a wonderful knitter. And the Grey Whisperer, you can hear her, you know, hear her voice, and her faithful companion, Rusty, of course, and you can imagine what that character looks like and acts like, but then you can actually see us perform in the characters, in the wonderful vocal actors, voice actors who perform these characters. It's going to be an extraordinary night. There are actually 13 individuals, voice actors, who will be sharing their talents with us, and hopefully some audience participation as well.
We're speaking once again this morning right now on Robin Hood Radio with the creator and probably director and producer and sometimes the person who acts in it as well,
Okay.
J. Timothy Quirk, Nutmeg Junction. And, you know, what's interesting, I was in the Stop and Shop, I want to say about 4 or 5 months ago, going down the fruit and vegetable aisle, and somebody came up to me and thanked me for putting the show on Robin Hood Radio. Yeah.
Thank you. That makes me feel so great. You know, when we are standing in the studio, in the recording studio at a radio station where we record the program at, we're huddled around the multiple microphones, and we're laughing because we're enjoying it. We're having a great time. But it's so rewarding to know when it reaches an audience, and an audience that appreciates what we're doing and enjoy the laughs with us.
And the radio station Timothy is talking about is WAPJ, which is a community radio station that serves Torrington, Connecticut. WSNG is more of a regional station that is a commercial station, but we like to support other local community nonprofit stations, and so
that's right. And we are a completely volunteer. It's not even an organization. We are a group of individuals who are volunteering to create this program, as I said, as a labor of love on a community radio station. To make entertainment that we hope that other people will enjoy and create a body of work that people can go back to and look at and enjoy the different stories and the different characters.
Now what you do on Saturday night at the Center on Main to benefit the Lee H. Kellogg School, are you recording that? Will that be put together at a later time?
Yes. First of all, I want to say that all of the stories are completely original, so they will be something that you can enjoy for the very first time. This is also going to be the very first full live production that we've ever done, and it will be the only one that we plan to do for the year. So it's kind of a one-shot. This is the opportunity to see us and do this, if at all possible. We are going to record it. However, the key here is, you know what, for some reason, let's just say for some magical reason, the recording doesn't come out, we still did what we wanted to do, which was to create episodes that entertained our live audience. However, that being the case, when the audio does come out and it comes out well, then we will eventually share those episodes with people. But we do want people to come on out and experience what it is live.
Once again, this is a talk about what's happening at the Center on Main in Falls Village on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, a benefit where you'll get to see Nutmeg Junction record three separate and do three separate performances, which is a blast of live theater, live radio theater, to benefit the Lee H. Kellogg School. Now, you're in building Nutmeg Junction. You're now on radio stations that cover 14 stations in 3 states?
14 stations in 4 states now, which is fantastic. And one includes an online station in British Columbia, Canada. So, you know, we are reaching out. We are expanding. Because people, when they hear the show, they enjoy it, because especially if they love that type of audio entertainment, because it is unusual in the sense of it's generally not done with the regularity that we do it, which is every week we create a new episode, a half-hour episode of stories that we hope people enjoy. So it's a very special thing, and I think that's resonating with the listening audience.
Now, if people want more information, of course, you can go on Facebook. If you're a member of Facebook, just type in Nutmeg Junction. That's Nutmeg Junction. If you're not a member of Facebook, nutmegjunction.com, nutmegjunction.com, and you'll find out more about what's going on and how they do what they do and get a more of an inside look. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And, I don't know if you've been to the Center on Main yet.
Sure have. Yes, we set up even though it's audio theater, we set up the stage so that way it will give the appropriate feel of the Nutmeg Junction experience. So, yes, we've been there. It's a beautiful location.
Well, it's this Saturday at 7:30, and Timothy, good luck with it, and keep cranking out those shows. I know it's not an easy thing to do.
Thank you, but it's a labor of love, and we love doing it. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to all the listeners on the Robin Hood Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Timmy. So that is, once again, Nutmeg Junction live this Saturday, the production of three shows to benefit the Lee H. Kellogg School at the Center on Main. More information at nutmegjunction.com, also on Facebook, Nutmeg Junction.